You know, we didn't expect anything less. I thought we played our game and played it very well, and I think the guys in front of me made it very easy for me tonight.
How important was it to bounce back from Chicago? Because it really looked like two different clubs up there from what we saw you tonight.
You know, it's absolutely important, but that happens sometimes. You know, sometimes you get tired, or sometimes you just don't bring a game, or the other team brings their A-plus game. So bad bounces happen. We just got to continue playing our game and get back to it.
What did you see in terms of the play in front of you and how you guys kept the Maple Leafs under control from an offensive standpoint?
You know, I thought we played our game, which is hard gap, good forecheck, controlling the puck. And our details on our end were perfect. I liked them a lot, so I think the guys in front of me, hats off to them.
Some times in the first period where you didn't have a lot of work, and then there was that flurry in about the final minute or so. What was it like managing that early part in the game?
You know, I thought I had a lot of work. Maybe I didn't get a lot of shots, but I was definitely in there moving. They had some zone time, and they're moving it back and forth, which is nice. So I could kind of work on the details, and then when the shot comes, I was prepared.
What did it feel like to get Jacob Trouba back in front of you again there tonight?
It was nice. You can tell he's a difference maker, and he had a great game.
Overall, when you look at the schedule for this road trip, you had a day off yesterday, game today. You got a day again tomorrow. How big is those little breaks here on the road for your club moving in and out of the last half of the road trip?
Well, it's huge. That's kind of playoff hockey. You spend it all every night, so you can't really practice in between, and you just got to bring your game every night.